Welcome back to another Sporting Weekender. Paddy Lundy joins me. And today we have the manager of Newry City Football Club, Darren Mullen. Gentlemen, you're welcome.
Thank you, Evan.
Morning, Kevin.
Now, let's go straight to the championship. Paddy Lundy, Warren Point versus the PSNI.
Well, last week, Warren Point lost 2-0 away to Derrickview in the mid-table. And Matthew Tipton admitted that he got it wrong and basically gave the guys a night off from training. And the next two games are at home. They haven't been beaten all season, so he'll want to maintain that. On a brighter note, Stephen Murray won the Writers Association Player of the Month, an accolade that John McGuigan has also won. And these two are key to their success, I think. They're both quality players, and I think they can do it at a higher level, so I look forward to next season.
Well, you know, let's talk to Darren here. Darren, they've had great success this year. They're champions. They've taken their eye off the ball for this game, and I think the manager's come out and admitted that, but in general, you've got to commend them. They've had a great season.
Yeah, they've been brilliant. Matthew has done a great job in his first position as manager, winning the league and the Middlesbrough Cup. And although they were beaten, yes, he's given them a night off. I think it's well deserved. In the grand scheme of things, I don't think it's that important. But getting back to it, I'm sure pride will kick in, and players that are there at the minute, they're going to want to prove themselves in terms of next season, because I'm sure he'll be looking to bring other players in.
And talking about, like Paddy's talking about bringing players in, and the players that are there, Paddy, are going to be sort of saying, well, hang on a minute, we're here, we won in the first team.
Yeah, that's all well and good, but you're going to have to prove yourself. You know, you're stepping up next season to a higher level, you know, and it's one thing doing it in the Championship, but it's another thing in the Premiership.
Darren?
Yeah, it's a massive jump up to the Premiership. Matthew knows that. He's played in himself, and a lot of those guys from Warren Point have played in. It's going to be very difficult, and the first team is to stay in it. But I'm sure he'll be looking to build on it. You know, they don't want to be playing every week and hoping to get a few wins to stay up. But they want to try and build on their success at the minute, and hopefully they do.
Our Tuesday night sees a local team in the Mid-Ulster Shield final. Cleary Celtic play Cookstown Olympic. Paddy.
Yeah, Derek McDermott, he's actually hoping this is a third time lucky for him, because he's lost it both as a player and a manager. He takes Cleary to home park in Armagh against Cookstown Olympic. They've had a difficult run to the final. They beat Hill Street and their rivals Killeavy in the semi-final. But confidence is running high, especially after a Caelan Gray coming back, who a couple of seasons ago scored 50 goals in the Caribbean League. And by anybody's standards, that's very good. He said he was a wee bit rusty in the first game, but he is available for selection. Cookstown currently sitting sixth in the league. They've got two good wingers and a decent midfield. But I think cup finals are hard to predict. But with Donaghy, Shields and Keenan Gray back, I think the boys can do it.
Darren?
Yeah, I fancy Cleary for this one. They'll go in as favourites, although in a final, sometimes it counts for nothing. It's whoever performs on the day. But I think they've too much experience in there with Robert Quinn, Paul Donegan and Paul McElroy in there. I'd fancy them to win. The last time they played in the Mid-Ulster Shield final, I was actually playing against them. I was part of the windmill team that beat them in 2008. So I'm sure they'll be looking to get back to winning ways. It's a massive Shield for them to win, and I'll be down watching. I'm sure the whole of Newry will be down supporting them.
Yeah, Cleary Celtic, we wish you well in the Mid-Ulster Shield final. That's at Home Park in Armagh at 11 a.m. on Tuesday morning, on the holiday period this Tuesday coming. So if you're about, get yourselves down there and support your local team. Let's look at Newry City, Paddy Lundy. Newry City and Banbridge in the Premier Intermediate League, and this is the first game after the split.
Yeah, I mean, the boys going into this, the confidence couldn't be any higher, because midweek they beat Sporting Leisure 1-0 away, but the previous Saturday they beat Limavady. It's got to be their best performance this season. I'm sure Darren will agree with that. The boys were absolutely brilliant. I don't like to pick out anybody in particular, but Decky Carvin, Mark Hughes, Kevin McCardle and Mark McCabe stood out, and for me they've been the catalyst all season for the boys. You know, these two wins keep them in with a shout of the title. However, last time out, Banbridge beat the boys 2-0 away, or 2-1 sorry, away. That was last December, but it's a different ball game now, and I think if the boys can play like I know they can, 3 points is there.
And Paddy, you know, we'll say to Darren now, cut to the chase, it's all about winning now. You can't afford not to win, and you need a few teams to do you a favour.
Yes, you can. As Paddy said, we had a terrific performance last Saturday against Limavady, you know, who are still the favourites to win the league. And then on Tuesday night, a completely different game against Sporting Leisure. It was, you know, long balls from the first minute, a very, very difficult game. And it was one of those games where we won ugly and kept ourselves in the hunt. The Banbridge game is going to be difficult. They've, you know, taken 5 points off us this season. But this is the first weekend where we have had a fully fit squad. That's the first time the whole season where we've had a fully fit squad. So our confidence is high. We know it's going to be difficult, but as you said, it's all about wins at this stage. How we get them, I don't care, as long as we
have you one eye on the playoff. Is that what you're thinking, or are you hoping that somebody makes a slip up here and that you keep winning? You have to keep winning. You can't afford to drop any points here.
No, the only focus is Banbridge, to be honest. We're not looking in terms of winning the league, playoff, whatever it might be. It's just we're getting 3 points this Saturday. We know that if we win all our games, the minimum we'll have is a playoff. And, you know, which, bearing in mind, the first point we made this season was don't get relegated. Secondly, can we finish in the top six? And where we're sitting now, you know, it's great for us, but we're not happy with just as it is. We want to push on and try and push up the league.
Some of your senior players injured at the moment?
No, this where everybody's fully fit. And say this is the first game in the whole season where we have had a fully fit squad.
So it'll be interesting to see who you pick.
Yes, that's the difficult part of management, you know, having to drop players and deal with, but that's all part of it, and, you know, that's part of my role. And the players know that, you know, we've changed the team up even from Saturday to Tuesday, changed depending on who we're playing, and that's why we need a big squad.
Banbridge on Saturday, that's this Saturday at 3 p.m. Newry City play Banbridge. You'd be looking at a good support to come away to that.
Yes, in fairness, we have done, even on a Tuesday night down in Belfast at 6:30, you know, credit to the people that you know, left work early and come down to follow us. And then that's followed by a massive game against Donegal Celtic on Tuesday night at home, 7:45. Again, we're hoping for a big crowd. Hopefully the people that go down and support Clare Celtic will then come out that night and support us at home.
Wish you well with that, Darren. I'm sure Paddy does it. Well, that's it for another Sporting Weekender. Paddy Lundy with me talking soccer, and of course our guest today, great to have him away from the Newry City Football Club for a while, Darren Mullen. Gentlemen, Easter is happening. What are you doing? Are you doing anything special?
Well, I'll just be spending time with the family and looking forward to an edit in Chelsea.
Open an egg, will you, Paddy?
Absolutely, yeah. Why
Darren?
Not live with it?
Yeah, I'll have a couple of nice family days on Sunday and Easter Monday.
Well, you hope to enjoy Sunday. That's if your team win.
Yeah, well, put the football to one side. I have to forget about that for a while and concentrate on the family for a while. So hopefully you get a win on Saturday and enjoy the rest of Easter and then go down and hopefully see Cleary win on Tuesday and get a Newry win Tuesday night.
Gentlemen, have a great Easter and thanks for joining us. We're not back next week. We're all on holiday, but we are back with Sporting Weekender the following Friday here on Q Radio.